The Kilkenny Soccer Podcast with Davy Doyle and Shane O'Keefe. Brought to you by KCLR and Scoreline.ie.
Welcome along to the Kilkenny Soccer Podcast. Each week, myself, Shane O'Keefe and Davy Doyle dissect everything happening within the world of Kilkenny soccer. I am joined by Davy Doyle.
Morning, Shane.
Morning, Davy. There's nothing happening in Kilkenny soccer, so we'll end the podcast there.
Yeah, we'll just play a song.
We'll just play a song. Here's Elton John.
I'm still standing.
Right. Last week was our most listened to episode.
Was it?
I wonder why.
I don't know. Somebody was a bit upset.
Oh, yeah. I got a lot of people coming up to me. It was like, Jesus. We should not let Davy do the ranting. He kept going, no, and another thing. And another thing. And I was like, okay.
But that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
It's great.
I have a little bit of a rant or two this morning myself.
Oh, I'll
tell you now. Right, I'm not happy with organisation, shall we call it?
Yeah. Evergreen's really pissed in my cornflakes by winning that division.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, look, we'll give the walkover. Yeah. And Armand Villa will win the league, and the league has no integrity. And So our game with Armand Villa is fixed to be played.
Right, okay.
I don't want to play it. I will prefer if Armand Villa just get automatic. Gone up because I know a few people have took umbrage to the fact that I said it is a form of cheating, mm-hmm. which I still think it is.
That's your opinion. You're allowed to have.
Yeah,
your opinion.
I don't have any ill feelings towards any personnel there.
It's
literally just about the organisational structure of the league that had allowed this to happen. That's what I'm grieving about.
When ye beat Armand Villa, if ye beat Armand Villa,
we haven't bet them yet. We've had two games with them, and they're both 1-1
draws. Do ye go up then? You're up then.
Yeah, but if it's a draw, they go up.
There you go. There's something to play for. Something to play for all
year. Yeah, but like I don't really like. League doesn't have any integrity to me.
Yeah, yeah, but you have a lot of other boys there.
And are we going up anyway? Because I've heard rumblings about teams dropping out, other teams going to different leagues.
I've heard that, yeah.
Yeah? You heard that?
I did, yeah.
Maybe the Portlaoise League?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that, yeah.
What's happening, David?
Funny enough, that team that I heard actually have a friendly against Portlaoise this Saturday.
Like, what's happening that teams in the Premier Division, for 2 years in a row now, this has happened, that two teams are going to be leaving the Kilkenny District League coming from the Premier Division. It's happened with Canises and it happened with Fort Rangers, and now it's possibly happening with these two teams.
Like, the team that we think is going to the Laois League.
Well, look, it's rumours. Yeah, we've heard. And the rumours are Clover.
Yeah, they're the rumours, yeah. And I know the new man who's taken over down there, he's from Abbey Leaks up that way, so...
I'm not saying it is happening. It'd be a huge loss.
And the other one then is that the team that have given a couple of walkovers lately?
Dean Celtic,
yeah.
Now, these are just rumours, once again.
I mean...
I heard that they're just going to play youth soccer. Prince's Grounds is amazing out
this
there.
Is what I'm saying. What's wrong with people? Not the people down there, people in the club. I mean, they've been struggling for the last couple of years in Premiership football, but to keep the place unbelievably well. The people in Cormor, the guys who play football, should be busting a gut to get down there and represent the town, play on them.
But look, Davey, this goes back to our conversation about the 25 year anniversary of Leinster. Yeah. When I put it towards lads involved with Freebooters, Shawnee involved with Freebooters, going, they said the league was more competitive back then.
Yeah.
You could have XYZ.
Then
I said, the growth in the size of Evergreen and Freebooters and taking all these players from clubs.
Yeah.
I know that was kind of like, no, but like we've created this problem now.
No,
I think that's a huge issue.
We've had this conversation and a lot of people in Freebooters aren't happy with me. I'm a Freebooters man, let's be honest. But I mean... If you're having four or five teams at any age group, like not so long ago, I'm talking the last decade, a full team of Fort Rangers and coaches and all under 14 left Fort Rangers and went to Evergreen. Everybody, en masse. So all of a sudden you have a big gap in that generation for Dane's Fort. Hmm. You know, this isn't right. And people are trying to... They're not justifying. They have beautiful grounds and they have to pay mortgages. And look, we have so many kids and we're in the town and all that. But if you're on the C team and the D team, let's just say the C team and the D team, say you're on them and you feel you're better. Like, I know lads have called to my house, lads have come to me and have been in Evergreen, came to Freebooters, didn't get up the ranks in Evergreen, came to Freebooters, got up a little bit higher, but not getting up where they want to be. And I hate to say it, go somewhere else. There's other clubs out there crying for people.
That's
like imagine Dean Celtic have that situation and clover of that situation where they have too many kids and they're going, right, look, they're going into the Premier team, they're going into the reserve team. It'd be great, but how can they do that when it's like a black hole? Everything has been sucked into the...
I've heard great things about Higgs when it comes to that, where lads have showed up and he said, look, realistically...
Oh, yeah, I'd say, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean? Which is fair. I know that Freebooters do have a B team. We'll get into that very soon. He could have gone there, but your man didn't want to play there. He went off and joined a different club, which I think is good.
To be fair to Higgs there, like I said, he came into our junior team. I think he was 15 and a half turning 16. Played an FAI Junior Cup semi-final. Sean was always very good at playing young players. Always was. So then he went off to Tramore then, which... Obviously, he went, I think, to one of the Leinster Youths or something like that. Had his career in America. You know, so he's got as much, you know, he tried to get as much out of it as he could, which is what I agree with. You know, he grasped every bit. Played League of Ireland for a good number of years.
But what I'm saying is he was like...
Yeah, but so he'd be in these dressing rooms and he would understand that people deserve to play.
Yeah.
And if you have a squad and a team, whether... And what I like about him is he picks his squad, and whether I like it, you like it, anyone likes it, that's his squad. I love that about him.
Well, like, that's going to bring in another point about us. Like, my sister's playing over in Australia. They have 20 people in a squad. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, you I've seen it up in Dublin.
You cannot go... you have to go somewhere else after their 20 squad is done. But, like, this whole thing of, as you mentioned... Four teams. Like, I like the whole ethos of Evergreen 46. I think that's cool. And I like the fact that these lads have grown up with a club and they don't feel shunted out. But at the same time,
tell me this, in the last 10 years, right? How long has Evergreen 46 in existence?
I don't know, not that long.
Right. Say, we just give them 6 years. We just say six. I know it's longer now. We just give them the last 6 years.
Yeah.
Right. So imagine these players went and two or three went to different clubs.
But like,
how much of a difference did it make to them?
You might still have Brookville. You might still have Paulstown. You might still have Fort Rangers. You might still have Goran Ajax.
Yeah.
You might have St. Canice's. Dean Celtic mightn't be dropping out. Yeah. People are saying, when I proposed the reserve league, the reserve league won't work because the likes of Castlewarren B or River Rangers B and all that are going to get hidings against the Evergreen B and the Freebooters B. First of all, they're already getting hidings against these teams in the lower divisions, because Freebooters B, even though I was told they didn't want to go into the second division, were put into the second division because that's where they have to start from, right? So they were put in there and they were hammering teams.
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
They bet Thomastown, a Premier Division team, 4-1 there the other day. We'll get into that in a bit, right?
Yeah,
this will all... You take the hit initially.
Yeah.
For all these players that want to stay with these clubs, you take the hit initially in your reserve league, going, right, there might be clubs that might have to fall by the wayside on the B side of things.
Yeah.
But that is going to benefit...
Absolutely.
Your integral leagues, your first division your Premier Division.
And your second division.
You don't even need a second division if you take out the B teams.
Well, the thing about it is...
The by proxy effect of that is the league becomes more competitive.
Yeah.
The league becomes more competitive. Kilkenny teams as a whole become more competitive in Leinster competitions. Now, I'm saying this wholly aware that Freebooters B and East End do have a big Leinster play competition coming up. But we're talking about the LFA, right? It doesn't benefit Evergreen. It doesn't benefit Freebooters going up against teams that towards the end of the season they've lost their luster, they haven't played for a fucking month, and they can't be competitive. No matter what you say, people are just dropping away. It doesn't benefit anyone. We need something to benefit everybody.
Can I ask you, see, the people who my vision of the reserve league is, right, it's competitive, there's a reserve league trophy, fine, and it is competitive, but the whole purpose of it is to have a team that supplements your A team.
Yeah.
So you have a good youth team coming through. You have a couple of guys leaving. Few joined.
The reason why Evergreen, I would imagine, or Thomastown or someone will say that it's not good enough is because the levels disparity maybe with an Evergreen B and a Castlewarren B.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But if the Castlewarren B lads, you have a lad coming back from injury, you have a lad coming back to fitness or whatever. Next thing he can go down and play the reserve league. He can play, train away with his first team and play 5, 6, 10 games to get his touch back in, right? But he goes back into his first team, whether it's in the top of the Premier or the second division, whatever it is, and it makes that better. The point of the reserve league is, though it'll be competitive, is to provide fitness, recuperation, young players, giving them experience in a a man's league, all this kind of thing, to make your first team stronger. And there's not a player out there, I don't give a shy who they are, that doesn't want to play for the first team. So I think it's the way forward. I don't know whether the league think it's the way forward. I was told
pretty much it's a non-runner. But like, we'll see if we'll bring it up, because obviously clubs have to pitch this.
Yeah.
So you have to rally people to get behind it. This is my rallying call of, because I know a lot of clubs are listening.
I'd love to know what the fears of clubs would be.
The fears of the clubs are purely from the perspective, I think, of the ones that have competitive B teams. And then vice versa, then the ones that don't have competitive B teams thinks this is probably the fair way to go. I don't know. Yeah. Or don't have B teams at all. But the clubs that have competitive B teams are going, they're not going to get the same type of level they would if they were playing in Division 1, say,
you
of
know,
the Kilkenny and
District
League.
Don't you?
What?
Go off and join somebody else.
Yeah, join someone.
I played a couple of years away from Freebirds. It didn't stop me being a Freebirds man. Mm. You know, and it actually made me a better player.
Yeah, but money though, as well, Davey. Like that membership money, who's that going to? You know what I mean? That's it. Like when you come down to the brass tacks of things.
What membership money, man? What do you mean?
Like if you go and join another club,
yeah,
that's your membership money gone out of your original club. Yeah. That's why there's so many different teams, because it is membership money.
Yeah.
It is a cost-effective way of running your club.
Oh, it is, yeah, but
everything costs money. I went on about match balls for how long?
Yeah, but listen, let's be honest. What have we got? We have Freebooters B running away with the league. We have Evergreen B won the first division the other day. So,
and then it's either Evergreen or Freebooters who are winning the Premier Division.
Yeah,
so out of all your little divisions, bar your split one, that's still Division 2 to me. I don't like split leagues.
Yeah.
And that might seem like a cop-out, but it's not. Evergreen, Freebooters and Evergreen and Freebooters. Well, they're the winners of your leagues.
This used to happen years ago.
And in the McCalmon Cup, it's out of the eight teams.
Yeah.
Four of them are Evergreen and Freebooters.
Yeah, you know, and listen, I know I'm from the blue side of the city, but to win in the bigger competitions, you need strict stiff competition. And you know what? I remember watching Tony Scanlon down in Goresbridge trying to win a league years ago, and they got beaten at 8-1 in Goresbridge trying to win league. Now, they won the league after, but...
Tony, how did you lose 8-1?
And I remember...
I know he listens.
I remember they had... I can't think of his name in the middle of the park. He was a fucking giant. And he used to wrangle horses or something, and he used to run up the fucking hills. Jesus Christ, this man could move. So it was just a bad night, and everyone has bad nights, but they had to get together again. I won the first division with the B team a couple of times, do you know? And we weren't allowed up to the Premier. But in the McCalmont Cups and in Leinster and all that, we could go and play with the Premier team. So our goalkeeper was gone the whole time. Sean and Michael Clifford were here talking last week about Donal Brennan. Donal Brennan, Cottle O'Neill went on, and they were part of the A team squads in all the big competitions, and one or two other B team to fill up the squads. And that was a club competition.
Well, going on club competitions though, right?
Yeah.
If you have your reserve league, right? The club competitions like the Pat Marshall and the McCalmon Cup, the McCalmon Cup isn't a club, but like the Pat Marshall or the Leinster games.
Yeah.
When they're on, they're not going to fuck up the rest of the league.
No.
Because how many times have, I'll use Evergreen as an example because that's what I know.
Yeah.
Say Evergreen have a Leinster competition, so Evergreen B can't play a game.
Yeah.
In the first division of Kilkenny. Because it's a club competition.
A club competition, yeah.
Which is ridiculous when you think about it. It's great that they can utilise the players in the Leinster. But the fact that that's affecting a fixture in Division 1 of Kilkenny, it doesn't make sense. If you have a reserve league, that's not going to affect the rest of the clubs. It's going to affect B teams.
Yeah. I agree.
Which I have, if I was playing, I've played on C teams. I played on Evergreen C.
Yeah.
I came back from Australia. I played, I think, 3 or 4 games at the B. I wasn't good enough. And then, because they were in the Premier Division, I went down to the C. And then I gave up football.
Yeah. Well, the B team's going up. That happened one time. And it was an individual kicked up a fuss about his team going up. And they went up. And it is now the way it is since then. So the league at that time felt they had to do what they thought was right for the league. Now is it right to take them over? I don't know. My big thing is hoarding players, hoarding teams.
Yeah,
I just don't like it.
My thing is, right, look, something's not working. Yeah. Something's not working. I had the lad at the AGM last year going, we're losing a lot of B teams. And you wanted to change this rule. Yeah, you know why? We're losing a lot of teams.
Yeah,
it's not working, obviously. And then we got a lot of B teams. Fair enough. But now we're losing fucking senior teams.
Yeah, and I mean, let's be honest. The big
like Castle Warren, at the start, I couldn't believe the amount of players that were coming in.
Yeah,
I was like, what's happening?
Yeah, lads want to play.
Lads wanted to play in Buckley. We're getting that back ready again as Lovely. Well. So yeah. we could be Armand Villa against Castle Warren out in Buckley Park.
Jeez, it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, you'd be out with that one.
I'd be out with that.
But what like... It just, why not try something? Why not try something different when we're losing senior teams? Just try something different. Try a reserve league.
We need the Oscar Trainer. We need the Oscar Trainer team back up near the top. We need your Freebooters, your Evergreens, your Thomastowns, your Callans, your Clovers, all knocking into the after Christmas in the rounds of the FAI in Leinster Junior. They need to be in there. Then your teams in Division Two or whatever, they're going in to play it in the Shield, and we're knocking in, and the standard is getting higher. That's the whole thing pushing forward.
Have three divisions.
Yeah.
Premier Division, Division One, your reserve division.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah.
That's it. Try it. Just try it.
And
for
you know
a
what?
Year.
Your teams in Division One have a reserve team. All of a sudden, they're very strong in Division One.
Yeah.
You know, because, hey, Davey and Shane are gone at the weekend. We'll take up this and this.
And then this five-player rule mightn't matter. Like, what's the harm in just trying it?
Yeah.
You know, for a year. If it's no good... I'll
admit that it didn't work.
I'll do a forfeit. I'll do something if it's no good.
Yeah, I'll do it with you, and then we'll come up with another plan.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But there should be more B teams in the Premier Division.
But no, I mean, can you imagine Castle Warren going to the Premier this year, and if they'd gone about five
Fingers
years
crossed.
Ago, at some stage they would have had to play Evergreen A, Evergreen B, Freebooters A, Freebooters B. Right? That's eight games against those teams.
But like, look at the McCalmont Cup draw. Yeah, Evergreen.
But Shane, this is the only place in the world, in the fucking world, that this happens.
Evergreen A had to play Evergreen 46, and Evergreen B had to play Evergreen C.
Yeah.
In a McCalmont Cup draw.
And it's the only place in
like, what's going
in
on
the
here?
Footballing world that this happens. It's the only place. You know, I don't know of another county that does it. When this happened, we had friends in Dublin and all that we played against. You got used to playing against. They were laughing. It was why your B team is up. Well, gee, you're laughing. Now, Evergreen were able to handle it more because the B team were a bit more compliant to
the rules.
The A team manager and the B team was. At times, and I scored against the A team a long time ago, sometimes Freebooters lads would get more pleasure out of beating their A team than beating Evergreen.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I know that. Sure, wasn't there murder down the Fair Green for a 2-0 draw?
I don't understand that. Like, oh, we want to be part of this club, but we want to beat G, we don't want to beat a rival. It's a fucking bullshit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, you want to get on the A team, you're not...
Yeah.
Is there, like, if there was an actual proper rivalry between the two teams,
yeah,
I would understand that more, as opposed to going into... Like, when you look at the... whatever division, when you see Freebooters A against Freebooters B, for example, right? Say if that comes up in the Premier Division, you're going to be like, that's automatically 6 points for Evergreen A or Freebooters A. Mm. Or Evergreen A against Evergreen B. It's automatic.
It's automatic, yeah.
Because...
It is. And listen, I could tell you, and I heard a story once, this is fictional to anyone out there. It's not. Mm. But this is fictional. I heard a story once that it was nil all with 10 minutes ago and a manager strolled around the pitch and had a chat in the ear of the B team manager, and it was 3-0 at the end of the game.
Right.
You know, I mean, we're talking integrity. That's not fucking integrity.
Yeah, but sure.
But the Doors boys.
Going back to the Booters thing when it was a 2-all draw down the Fair Green.
Cost us a league.
It cost you a league, yeah.
It wasn't the first time that happened.
Yeah, but like, there wasn't a murder over that.
Murder, yeah.
Why? What? You played a competitive game of football.
Because elsewhere that's not happened.
Yeah, but sure, like that's what football's about.
Yeah.
But you should have beaten them. You didn't. You drew. Against another team in your division.
But
it's
like
completely...
like I said, then you have other things happening elsewhere and now, see, this is the thing, it's a mess, isn't it?
Well, you're going back to things happening elsewhere. You said this ineligible player thing reared its ugly head between your side.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll tell you what happened. An individual, really good individual, really nice, that doesn't play football.
You told me this off air last week. I was like, why didn't you bring that up?
So what happened was, Sean is, I'll be honest. Sean is by the book, right? And he can get a bit heated on the sideline. Not as much as I was. But one thing he'd never do, he'd never cheat. Never.
Yeah.
He wouldn't, he'd be... So we played... unknown to herself, which we thought was legal, we played an illegal player.
You sons of bitches!
Right? So on the Tuesday, we found out that the registration wasn't correct. Okay?
Yeah.
So Sean goes out to the league and says, listen, lads, we've made a mistake. We played an illegal player. We don't think that's fair. So we're just letting you know that we're not hiding anything. We got a lovely letter off the league. Thanks very much, lads, for being so honest. But we'll have to dock you the 3 points.
No, bullshit. The other club didn't raise the argument.
Fair. So
the other club didn't... Sorry.
So fair enough. So we lose the league that year, boy. Lost the league by a point.
You lost the league. That's the. We need to get t-shirts.
Right, so the following year, same individual in a different club does the same thing. It's raised by the first club. Nothing done about it.
The club that was done against.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you do it within 2 days? Yeah. And did you do it by registered post? And did you send the post to the other club?
Right, so the point was raised. Nothing done about it. Lost the league by 2 points.
By 2 points.
So being honest cost us... And somebody being not honest cost us 2 years running.
Has this person history?
Well, that would be the start of his history, yeah.
Yeah, that would be the start of it. So this has happened.
Yeah, and I brought up a point about a game ages ago. Funny enough, the same individual was involved.
What?
Jesus, I forgot that. And the referee goes, Jesus, he's not letting that go. And I wasn't because, like you, if you're beaten... Be beaten, but just play the game.
Play it fair,
you know.
Like, you know, play it within the spirit of the game.
I'm going on to a little point here now, kind of a little tangent here.
Go on.
So, this season, presentation school up there in Larchfield.
Up in the presentation.
Yeah. they have some great staff up there. They have a man called Shane Hallan, he's the principal. And he's doing everything for every sport in there. Their volleyball is going great, their running is going great, basketball is going great, everything is going great. So he's put a lot into the football, soccer.
Yeah.
He's put a lot into the soccer, okay? So you just look, some great individuals. We have this beautiful person of a young lady who's captain of the under 16. She's just, when she comes in, everybody's delighted to see her. She's very good player, but she's really captain material, you know. Everybody gravitates to her. Really, really good player. Never missed a training session all year. Playing centre back, captain of the team. Going all season, winning, playing well, getting out of tough scrapes, winning. Got to a regional final to go into a Leinster semi-final, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lovely, as our friend out there went, lovely gold medals on the ribbons, big day out for the school, and she's involved with hurling, Camogie. So she was told during the week that she was not allowed to play football in school. In school now, right?
Right.
So this is in school, this is not with her club, this is fucking in school. So she wasn't told that she could. She was told she couldn't play. She was very upset because she was the captain.
Yeah.
So she's at this game. So we have to make another girl captain. We were lucky that we brought in a couple of other girls that could play her position. They won the game. Tough game now, but they won it. Nice presentation by a League of Ireland soccer player, Arla Conlon, Lolly Conlon.
Mm-hmm.
Down at Wexford. I think she's 200 and something appearances for Wexford. Big day. So they're getting a sandwich later on, and I'm going in, and I could see this girl, she's pale. You know, and I goes, you okay? And she goes, listen, after training all year, I never miss a training session. She said, it's in school time. And she says, I would have loved to play. And I says, what is it? We have a Leinster semi-final on Sunday. And I says, listen, from the manager's point of view, I can understand. And she says to me, well, I don't think I'll play. And I goes, don't be silly. Did not get a minute on Sunday. Didn't get a fucking minute, right? Mm. Now, and since then, another 4 girls are banned playing. Now, I hope they get to play, but an individual told this girl who was captain of a team, you're not to play in what you've put your energy into all year. You're not to play in that, and I'm not going to fucking play you on Sunday. In school, Shane, you know it, mental well-being is a big thing. People see 16-year-old girls in school and they're growing up. They're kids. They might appear more grown up than 16-year-old boys. You know, people say girls, they're fucking kids. So this kid was punished for being good at 2 sports, right? Mm. And now there's other girls being punished for being good at 2 sports. Instead of going back in the day here, we played everything. I played soccer in the morning, I played hurling in the afternoon, I robbed apples in the evening. So they went and said, you're not to play because you're good at that and you're good at this. You're not to play in that. You're representing your school, you're the captain. You're not to play. The girl tried her best, didn't play, broke her fucking heart, didn't play. Goes down to a big game on Sunday. And this individual, knowing what this girl is after sacrifice, didn't even give her a fucking minute. 1 minute. Now, up in that school, we have lads. Up in that school, there's lads up there. There's a teacher called Mr. Cheney, right? And he probably won't appreciate. He, meticulous. And he's trying to do his best for every girl. So I had to kind of have a little chat with him. Look, I said, you can't just be bringing down girls to play. It's you have to train to play like in clubs. So the training up there has been really good. The coaching up there has been good. The attendance has been brilliant. The backing from the school in everything, not just soccer, in everything has been very good. And then you get an individual outside of the family home now. You have to remember this. It's outside of the family home and another one since, telling four girls, telling their parents what their kids can do. How the fuck does a stranger get to dictate what a girl in school, representing her school, can do? How does he get to do that? Where in God's earth have we got to the stage where people outside of the family home are telling people what to do with their kids? It's like, you know what? Do you remember? You're too young. I remember one day a priest coming up the street in the jail road, and everybody in the street had disappeared their house, telling their parents the priest is coming and see which house he came into for fear. Have we gone to that now with this? And forget about the game, because the game was won and it'll go on to another game and that girl will play again. But it was nothing to do with the playing of the game or the playing of the two games. It was actually to see that girl stood on her own looking at sandwiches, and she was pale and she was unbelievably upset. That's more important than any fucking game. I said, it is. So, and let's be honest, I'm having a rant now. People go, oh, Jesus, Davey, shut up. On the soccer side in Kilkenny, we're afraid to go against the hurling. Me and you, Shane, we like hurling. There's nothing wrong with hurling as a sport. But the actual thing that somebody can tell somebody what to do and stop them living their life is wrong.
Is there an argument to be made, though, going, look, if you want to do this,
yeah,
this is what we need you to do?
Yes.
So, like,
I said that, you choose.
But remember before, when we were talking about soccer, you were saying,
yeah, but you have to remember,
like,
Shane,
you have to make your sacrifices. So yeah, in the eyes of being successful in this sport, we're going, you need to make your sacrifices.
Yeah.
And this is what the sacrifices you have to make to be successful here. If not, I don't want you. So, like, to tell someone, these are the parameters of being, yeah, able to play here. Like, is there not an argument to be made for that?
There is, but the girl made a sacrifice. She made a sacrifice. She didn't play in a final with all her teammates that she'd been leading all year. She didn't. She kept herself fresh and ready for Sunday. Now, you have a game against Armadillo coming up, yeah?
Yeah.
You have a fair idea, everybody fit and healthy, what team you're going to play if everything is perfect. Yeah,
yeah, I don't know what team we're going to play, yeah, against, though. You know, yeah, you never know. You never know what type of players could be showing up.
That's
John O'Shea could come out.
He could.
But, you never know.
But you're telling me this.
He'd be perfectly legible if we didn't, you know, say within 2 days.
This individual knew. This individual knew for the Sunday what team he was going to be playing. He knew in every position if something went wrong, who he was going to use. Because that's management. So this individual, who, like I said, top sports person, but was really good for a group, any group. I don't give a shit what anyone says. So he knew, he could have said to her, listen, go Friday, play the first half. If you're winning well, get off. You know, and we'll see how we go Sunday. Be honest. But to be... be just, no, you're not fucking... dictatorship. Give me a break. Give me a break. And people outside the family home telling... strangers telling you what you can and can't do with your school. In your school, Shane. Mm. This isn't in normal hours where she's out playing with her club because she didn't play with her club. This is in school representing her school. Right? And I saw the Camogie girls up there on yesterday. And they all playing away. And one of the Camogie teachers wasn't impressed with it. You know, because you know who you're playing. Now, it's got to say, I always say, pick hurler. If you want to be a hurler, go be a hurler. Be the best hurler. And I'll shout at the telly when you're on the telly. Go on, brilliant. But to do that to an individual at a formative age in their life who's trying to please, and remember, it's the kids that suffer, trying to please everybody, trying, right, I'm going to please this man, but I'm not going to do this so I can get 10 minutes. Hmm. 10 minutes. The fuck? Are we still at that stage, Shane? Do you think we should still be at that stage?
Well, I honestly don't. Hey, I don't.
Eric
know.
O'Keefe and Alison.
He hates being brought up on this podcast. Right,
Eric,
right,
how are you? If I called up to you and said, Ali is not playing soccer, I want her to play handball next week for Kilkenny, what would he have told me to do?
Shove it up your hole.
Exactly. Yeah? Are people afraid? And you know what it is? Genuinely what it is. They're afraid to go against the coach because they'll take it out on the individual.
I've seen it happen in my own family. Yeah. Have happened.
Is that fair too? Forget all that.
Life isn't fair, Davey.
Life isn't fair, but you can actually look at, especially at teenage years, you can look at people. It's not like when we were growing up, your father go, listen, fucking get on with it. This is a different world. I don't think that floats anymore. I don't. Like Martin Comfort, you know Goethe?
Yeah.
Goethe, one of the best soccer players. With the dedication he had to the other sports he went on. He played, he won Leinster Junior with Freebirds, he won leagues, he won cups. When he got the opportunity to go senior Kilkenny hurling, he grasped it with both hands and came to the club and said, listen lads, I'm going hurling, thanks very much, had a great time. He's still a Freebirds man to this day. Did anyone begrudge him going off? No, they didn't begrudge him going off. And did he represent his country, his family well? Of course he did. Proud Kilkenny man, seven All-Irelands, coming on as a sub, winning an All-Ireland first. Nobody seemed to mind. But he played soccer and it did him well and he was very competitive at. But was anybody telling him, if you play for Freebooters, you're not playing for Kilkenny? Bullshit. At 16 years of age, Shane, it's wrong. It's wrong. And the poor girls now that are going forward, going in, and that school is going really well in every sport. These now, by an outside influence, are telling them, you're not representing your school.
Yeah.
Ah, come on. Ah, fucking come on. Now, and the other thing is shin guards. Just in a quick, what? Lads out there, lads, what is going on with the shin guards? Lads, have you seen them?
Yeah, they're tiny.
Ah, man, they're like a matchbox. Any parent out there and your kid wants to go down to Elvery's and buy a pair of Action Man shin guards, tell him no.
I always use the one with the ankle bracelets and everything.
I don't think anyone used them. They were a great invention.
They were brilliant, boy.
Yeah, but there was tackling back then.
Yeah.
They're not allowed tackling.
Are the holes on the socks?
This is
the Jack Grealish thing.
Yeah, that's
for the calves.
Yeah,
it's like, boys, your calves are tiny. Like, what are you doing?
They're cramping.
See,
up.
See, I have big calves because I walk around on my toes.
Do you?
Yeah, they all
How
call
funny
me,
that, yeah.
Yeah, they all call me the ballerina. especially when I'd walk away getting angry. You can imagine me when I finish this podcast. I'd be just,
do you do a pirouette?
Yeah. Well, the mad stuff that you see. I seen one Castle Warren player, I won't mention his name. He came up in two instances. He came up in a pair of pink Crocs. I was like, what is going on? What are those? Like, I wasn't shaming him, but I was like, I've never seen anybody show up in a pair of pink Crocs to a soccer match. And then another lad put on a pair of pink boots, and he's not the flashiest player. And I was like, Roy Keane, black and white boots, that's what I like.
We were at training one night and we had a player from Gorsbridge.
I'm showing my age now. I'm not even that old.
And he was an absolute brilliant player. Maverick, as they call him, and he came in one night in a pair of Ugg boots. I nearly fell out the door. I didn't know what was going on. I said, what is going on?
Yeah.
A pair of Ugg boots. What is going on? But
this isn't the Kilkenny fashion podcast.
No.
It's the Kilkenny soccer podcast.
That's a bit of a rant. I think
but
people...
the actual shin guards in itself, they're there for a reason. They're there to protect you.
So boys are flaunting the rules by saying, I have shin guards on. There's no protection there.
I've played with lads that have just put cardboard.
Ah, lads, crazy stuff, you know, and the referees cannot go down and tell everyone to pull down their socks and let me see what you have on. But if you're a parent out there, just for a bit of advice, and they're going down and say, these are the shin guards, get them a 6-inch pair, you know, that'll cover their shin board.
Should the referees have enough to be doing?
They have enough
as they'll be telling us.
Speaking of referees,
exactly.
speaking of referees, then I got a call on the incident in Gorsbridge, and it wasn't as cut and dried as we were told either, you know. And at the time, I did say that I thought the referee got the incident right the way he dealt with it.
Yeah.
I think by letters of the law.
He got it right, yeah.
He got it right.
That's what we said.
But I got a couple of calls this week that an awful lot of referees at the end of games now are getting terrible abuse now.
Yeah.
Now, I could have been very vocal during a game, but I'd say nearly to a man, referees would come in and say, once the game is over, with us up there, the game is over. Now, you'd be up to 100 for the game. But I am able to turn it off literally straight after the game because it is part of the game. Then you go off, look, the game is over.
Are you not allowed to question him?
I don't think there's any point, you know. Question him is one thing now. Question him is one thing. But there's been a couple of incidents of not questioning him, just...
I'd never curse.
Yeah, effing and blinding.
But I'd just be like, I'd go up and go, can you explain that to me, please?
Yeah. Well, you see, I think in that situation...
And then I will explain my point of view.
Yeah, well, I think even... I see Owen Welch a lot at schoolboys games and... I saw, what's his name, the chap from Thomastown, I mentioned him, Frank Begley.
I always give him the money though and be like, thanks very much.
Yeah,
ref.
And I do see the young players and he'd say, listen, this is why you done that and we have a couple of players around that we should be proud of in Kilkenny. Yes, thanks referee, thanks very much.
Yeah, so but I'd love to see it like rugby, but I have also the opposite side of the view as well, with the ref in rugby has the authority and won't tell you to go fuck yourself and fuck off or I'll send you off or get fucked, because I've heard that on the pitch.
Yeah, but I don't mind that.
No, but you're going to get that back off players.
Yeah.
And then you have the power to book him after antagonising him as well, in a way.
Yeah, but look, if he says, you look, Shev, fuck off back there and just get on with your game, and you go, fuck's sake, Davey, you got that wrong. Fine. But if you're going, I'm going to fucking burn your house down or whatever it is, you can't do that.
No, you can't. But, like, can't. If we just started going, right, referees can't fucking curse that lad. Lads can't curse that referees. Let's just simmer all this nonsense down, because it doesn't happen in rugby.
No, it doesn't. No, I have to say,
I was shocked. I was playing my first rugby match and it was like, oh, you have to call the referee sir, sir, and yeah. I'm like, what? But okay, but I kind of liked it. I was
but let's be honest,
you do not go, referee, that was a lot of your
we need more referees. And I think I brought up the point about that huge thing, and I think Tristan was annoyed at me. James, you're not letting that go. But in the same breath, I have said that Tristan has turned into a very, very good referee. You know? So, I mean, they're young men learning the game, and I'm quite capable of saying, look, this is the way it was and this is the way it is now. And he's turned into a really, really good referee, which is great for Kilkenny. But referees have to be able to get from the pitch to their car without being heckled or
banned. Wait, were they heckled? But this
I don't know if they were, but I've seen it happen. Without being heckled and barged, and
this doesn't relate to the incidents.
No, it doesn't relate to this incident. But I mean, to the clubs out there, I mean, it's a tough enough job, and I was hard on him. I was.
It goes both ways, man. It goes both ways.
But I mean, still, at the end of the day,
I'd love to speak with a ref.
Well, I'd love to speak with a few refs. I'd love the referees adjudicator to come on. Because he's as straight as a die.
Yeah.
He is. And if a referee is wrong,
Is that Pat?
Yeah, he does.
I've seen him at like nearly every castle.
Yeah, so but Pat goes around to a lot of games and he's doing really well. He's given up refereeing and he's doing his best for
I'd love him to bring in a sheet and we'll go through every Castle Wiring game and go, I thought that goal I shouldn't have stuck because your man from Tullerone did handball the ball before he took a shot.
I have great respect for him, you know, and I'd like to see him and a few ex-referees on talking about the way it is and what it's like to be in the middle, because we haven't done it, maybe.
Or the fitness tests.
Yeah, fitness tests.
Fitness tests for referees.
Yeah, there is a certain standard you have to reach for certain levels.
Yeah.
I know that. I don't think the referees are unfit, though, are they? I didn't see too many.
I've had referees that have stood in the centre of the park and not followed the game.
Well, I had a couple of games. Like, I was at the Bridge United Freebirds game the other night at home. Welsh was out, and he got around all right.
No, because I think the fitness tests are gone up.
That's why gone up harder.
Yeah, they're made it harder.
Yeah, I can't really. You'd be different. You're at a lot more games than me, but every game I'm at, I've yet to be punishing referees for something because this, maybe I'm getting soft.
I've been told I need to focus more of the aggression from last week on referees.
Why?
Because of the match card incidents, because players were sent off that shouldn't have been sent off, and then players were sent off that should have been sent off and should have received a 3-game ban. And listen to it in our last episodes. But yeah, I've been like, Shane, you kind of went after the KDL when you should have gone after. But I was like, no, I'm not going after individuals. I'm going after the system that allowed this to happen.
Yeah.
Whether that's the referee, whatever that's, whatever's, because the referee association is separate than the KDL.
They are separate.
But whatever, like, there's a fucking breakdown of communication between these two organisations to allow something so stupid to happen
and
allow this to go on until May, when the game will be played. This is an incident that occurred mid-January. I said he was probably being sound, and I don't want to retread I don't want to retread over old water. What I'm saying is. People saying that I should have gone harder in on the ref. No, I'm going harder at the system. We're trying to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Yeah, it was a strange one. It was a strange one, I have to say. But look, it's done and dusted now, and you're in a playoff for
it's promotion. Not a playoff.
Or you're in a league game to get promoted then. You're in a rearranged fixture to get promoted.
We're in our 15th game of a 14 league game season. Nice one.
Yeah, but at least they're giving you the opportunity to go up competitively on the field of play.
We have lads. It's not competitive.
Why isn't it competitive?
Already played a game.
If you win, you go up.
We already played the game. Like,
yeah.
Send them up now, I would say. Send them up now. If just leave it 1-1 then. If you don't think they did anything wrong.
But what about your players? You don't think they deserve the chance to go up?
We should have won then, shouldn't we?
Yeah. And then if you do go up, you will attract more players because you're in the Premier.
I don't know. I just think it's a joke. I just think it's really, really silly that it's after coming this far. Mm. Really stupid. It shouldn't have. common sense should prevail, and it didn't. And now we have to play a game. Well, lads already gone back hurling.
Yeah. Will you lose money to other sports now?
Yeah.
Will you?
Okay. I'd say so.
Okay, don't sign them then.
Yeah, we could lose lads if we go to the Premier as well.
Do you think so?
Yeah. But it's easy to say don't sign them when you're coming from a rural... I know we play a lot, but we are a rural club.
Tell me this. So this weekend... There's the league playoff or league decider Friday night. Kilkenny under 13s are in an All-Ireland semi-final on, is it Sunday or Monday? Sunday?
I have no idea.
They're in, this is Philly Tretti's team. He's already won the league under 13 in Kilkenny. He now has the Kilkenny under 13s in All-Ireland semi-final. And then he has a league decider pretty much Friday night. He's having a great season, Philly. Putting in the work, in fairness to him. And then... What else is coming up? We have so we had Callan and Freebooters. I have to say to Callan, when they have their pitches, like there's a few scars on them from the rain and
this is the McCann Cup, is it?
Yeah, they have their scars on it. Them two pitches out there are going to be a pleasure. Fair play to everyone out there. I was out there the other night at a game, and there was the right amount to give on it. They were cut and rolled. The markings were, you know what? It's a credit to you. Keep it going, because I know you had the game set up for the girls and. And the men's teams are playing on them. If the local community rally in and help you, I don't know the logistics of keeping them grass pitches in that condition, because you know the weather plays a big. But Jesus, Shane, they were a pleasure to play on.
Yeah,
they're really good now. So well done to everyone out there in Callan.
Well, they're taking on Freebooters on Sunday at 10:30. A bit of an early kickoff.
It must be to do with the plate, is it?
Bridge United are taking on Evergreen A.
What's that in McCalma Cup?
McCalma Cup as well, and then Evergreen B are taking on Dean Celtic A in the McCalma Cup.
Now, will Dean Celtic show up for that?
I don't know.
I'd have to, will they?
I don't know.
If they, like...
Well, like, the walkover that you're talking about, well, did they give a walkover to Evergreen?
They gave a walkover to Evergreen.
And Booters.
And Freebooters.
But Freebooters one was a replayed match after the lights went out, wasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. And Booters were already
Booters
up 3-0.
And Booters were already 3-0 up, so they just said, look, you were 3-0 up and you were beating us, so, like, as you'd say, fair is fair, you know?
Yeah.
So that they gave a walkover against Evergreen. I've kind of hinted that Evergreen get a lot. This wasn't Evergreen's fault now, anyway. Yeah. Shape or form. Now, Dean Celtic are finding it hard to field teams. I presume it's because hurling is back, is it?
Yeah, well, like I know some of the boys were playing a challenge match there the other day. Junior Division 1, Billy Lahey Memorial Cup. Freshford taking on River Rangers. Tullerone taking on Lions.
Ooh. They're two tasty ties now.
Yeah, in the junior, well, and the winner of each of those games, I think, will face each other.
Right.
On the other side of the draw, it's Castle Warren A against Evergreen C. That's not down for a date yet. And Armavilla against Evergreen B. That's not down for a date either. Us or Evergreen C will take on the winners of Armavilla Evergreen B.
So you could have. Like, you could have Armavilla again,
or you could have two Evergreen teams going up against each other.
But you've fared well against Evergreen this year, haven't you?
Bar the
4-1, was it?
No, bar the 4-0.
4-0.
Which was just an anomaly of a fixture.
Yeah,
it was strange. 2 own goals.
Yeah,
two red cards, a penalty. You're just like, what the fuck went on there?
Yeah,
but it's their own fault.
Yeah,
and I'm not complaining about that fixture, am I?
No.
Junior Shawnee O'Connor Memorial Shield, Castle Warren Celtic B. Castle Warren are actually the holders of that. We did inquire. We're going, how many lads can we send down? I was like, well, how many lads can we send down from the Castle Warren team to go play in that game? Because we're not playing this weekend. And that game's on at 3:00 in Buckley Park against Tullerone B.
How many players can you send?
No, we're apparently subjected to the league rules, which seems a bit strange. Because in cup competitions, you can drop between them, can't you?
Yeah.
Because I know my brother couldn't play in a Division 3 or Division 2 cup final because he had played the Division 1 cup final.
If you're playing a cup competition with someone else, it ties you.
Yeah, but the Shawnee O'Connor Memorial Shield, I don't see how that's applicable to any. But we were just told. So you know what? We were told, we'll stick to it. Even though it probably isn't in the rule book. Thomastown United B against Stonyford United and Dean Celtic B against Evergreen 46. In the Women's St. Candice's Credit Junior League, you have Thomastown against Vale Wonders. And in the LFA, O'Neill's Junior played a final. East End United versus Freebooters B. That's at 12 o'clock in Derdamis. It's good that's actually in Derdamis.
What do you think will be the outcome there? Like, it's a Leinster final. East End will surely rise to the occasion.
Yeah, and there were three Kilkenny teams like in the semi-finals, which is fairly mad. Yeah, I don't know. This is the one that St. Canis has lost in the final of, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Freeburgers Bay seem to be on a good vein of form after yeah. beating Thomastown 4-1.
Yeah, that's... Like, I mean, listen, great win.
Thomastown beat us 3-0, like.
But Thomastown have been... I don't know. I was a little bit surprised at the scoreline. You know, sometimes a lower team will beat you in a cup. That's fine. But 4-1 is fairly comprehensive, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. One would think so.
Yeah.
But, it comes back to, are they too good for the division that they're playing in? Like, they've absolutely pissed that league. 14 games, 14 wins.
Mm.
They've pissed that league. Now, East End, they have 16 games, 11 wins, 3 draws, 2 losses.
Yeah, so they're not bad.
The 2 losses are probably to Freebooters.
Yeah.
You know, so, but ever going to piss the league.
In that situation, if I was East End and you're going up against Lookit.
Like, St. John's have 17 points and they're coming 6th in the split league. But you're just going, they just fucked Freebooters into this division again.
Mm.
Freebooters didn't want to go into it, I was told. They wanted to play at a higher division.
Yeah.
So we could have been looking at Castle Warren going, they just fucked Freebooters into this division again.
Yeah.
Like they did with this. Like, they're what? They're, you know what? Reserve league.
Reserve, yeah. And you'll see a lot of young lads going off to other clubs then. And then you'll get your youths players up playing the reserve league. And everybody will be in a much better, I think, in a much better position.
Yeah. I think that's it, real Davey, unless you have anything else to add. We're 45 minutes, so we're right bang on.
Nice time.
Nice soccer time.
No, I'm happy enough of not really. The next couple of weeks are going to be hectic with cup finals, all that coming on. So
there wasn't really much of a feedback that I received anyway in regards to last week.
Bar
people coming up and like, doesn't make sense. Like it seems stupid.
The
and
only
silly.
Feedback I got was the referees are getting a bit of a tough time lately. Some people might say they deserve it or not, but
no, you don't deserve having a tough time. But at the same time, I've said this when I've spoken to referees in the GAA circles when they're looking for people. I was like, yeah, but you're going on about these stories. I've heard stories about ye as well. You know what I mean? So as much as your stories holds weight with me, the other person's story holds also weight. Holds weight too. It goes both ways.
I think the, like, I was talking to a young referee last Tuesday night, who's done League of Ireland and he's only doing the line now. And I goes, you're not, I'm not refereeing, don't want to be in the middle anymore, I'm not enjoying it. He says, I'll do the line, or if they don't allow me to do the line, I'm giving up.
But like, something needs to be done, like, in terms of, this is the language that we can use to the ref, right? We can be hard on it for a while, let's take the hits on the way, but referee can't do that stuff back to you. He can tell you, hey, no, stop.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Go, shut your fucking mouth, you're getting sent off. That's a different thing.
Most League of Ireland players, when they come back to junior, cannot believe the referees, because in the League of Ireland, the referees, get back in your fucking goal, you lunacy. You know, they talk like everybody else and everybody gets on with it and there's no hard feelings.
Yeah.
But, like, there is both sides of it. You know, players can be over-exuberant. Referees can be ultimately dictatorial. Jesus Christ, that was a mouthful. You know, it can be too much to the extreme. So a nice, happy medium. But then you don't want sidelines and FAI and all want coaches to be quiet. I don't want a quiet sideline with coaches where you're not able to shout in instructions and, you know, all that kind of thing. We don't want it to be fucking basketball. Not basketball, but do you know what I mean? Badminton, where nobody opens their mouth, or chess. You know, it's an emotive game. So I want lads to be able to shout in. I want supporters to be able to roar on their team. But look, you can't be there was a time when, you know what happened years and years and years ago when I was still playing? A referee was pushed into a boot of a car and locked there. Like,
I heard that, yeah.
That's not right, like. Another referee...
Doesn't happen anymore, though.
No, another referee had the saddle of his motorbike ripped up. You know, you can't do that, like. Do you know what I mean?
It's not happening, though.
It's not, but I mean, there is extremes. Do you know what I mean? So, I mean, be like me, try and keep a cab.
Davey, any positive news then? Because I know I do get conscious that I give out a lot, and then at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to be involved.
Well, the positives for me is... all the underage is going so well. I saw some of the really young teams, the under 11s and 12s, and they've been coached really well. You know, you have Kilkenny in an All-Ireland semi-final. You have the schools going really well. The League of Ireland players, the young Kilkenny players going League of Ireland, are going really well.
I've seen Killian Cantwell got on the SSE Electricity team of the week.
Team of the year, yeah. What
or the week, just
gentleman.
The week.
Killian's a gentleman. I was surprised Waterford let him go, to be honest. I was really surprised because he done really well for them last year. But, you know, that's the way football is. And, you know, he's after carving out a really good career in the League of Ireland, Killian. Mm. He went to 18. He's won a couple of trophies. He's probably into a couple of hundred games now at League of Ireland level. And he's not one that many people talk about playing League of Ireland. He'd have a much, much better career than a lot. Keeps himself in unbelievable nick. You know, as for a sportsman, he's getting up there now. He must be 30-ish. Keeps himself in great nick. But no big ego about him. Comes over and chats away. And they'll always be talking about his time in the local league. So, yeah, he's a credit to the local league for the way he's went on and had a career. You know, you'll have to say that. On the other side of it then, there is some great young players coming through. We have Player of the Year awards coming up. You know, who'll be getting them on that? And the positive thing I'd like to say to everybody, Callan Gerrils that played out there. And the couple of games last weekend. Tell me anyone who didn't enjoy going to a game last weekend. Sun was shining.
Weather was sweet.
In your shorts, watching it. Is that not a recipe for calendar soccer? You know, tell me you couldn't go out and enjoy a game. You're not hunched over, hiding behind the corner of a wall.
Oh, you have a different motive here. I don't like it. No.
Seriously.
Summer soccer can get fucked.
Calendar year soccer.
Calendar year soccer.
But seriously, do you not think, like, I mean, imagine the schoolboys playing on a Tuesday night in the sunshine. Oh, man. No floodlights, playing in natural light on nice pitches.
Well, they wouldn't be schoolboys because they'd be on holidays, Davey.
They wouldn't be on holidays.
They would be. Summer soccer. Sorry.
School should be 12 football. Months of the year.
12 months.
Fuck, I wouldn't go when I had to go.
Yeah. Well, that's been the Kilkenny Soccer Podcast. Go check out some of the local games that are happening. You can get all the information on the Kilkenny and District League website. Thanks very much for listening. If you want to get in on the conversation, join the conversation, just send an email to sports@kclr96fm.com or go up and give out to my dad at some type of game that he's at. He'll let me know.
If anyone wants to talk to me, talk to me directly. You don't have to tell Shane.
Thanks very much. I'll talk to you soon. That's the Kilkenny Soccer Podcast.